doing nothing.
Do you think your strategy of when you went to the Republican National Convention, you know, to try and speak and everything, gave you additional strength or more publicity so more people could see you and recognize you, or what?
Yes, I think the opportunity to talk at the Democratic National Convention about our defense plank was an important occasion, because first it showed nationwide that the Democratic Party was interested in working with good military advice as well as all other kinds of advice. Second, it demonstrated that the Democratic Party has come way back into the great center of political life on this issue. Third, it made it possible for me to bring out the fact that one of the reasons why there is such a diversity of opinion within the Democratic Party about what it takes in the defense field is that there has been what I call a disinformation policy for the last 5 or 6 years, a policy to mislead on what the facts are, both Congress and the public. And that if we get into the White House, President Carter, a man who is committed to an open and democratic style of government, who is committed to laying out for Congress and the public what the facts are rather than in hiding them, that we will generate the consensus to do what is necessary, not only in the defense side, but to balance that with necessary trade-offs on the domestic side.
Admiral, just why do you want to be a senator?
I was so concerned at the end of my 4 years as Chief of Naval Operations about the things that I saw happening to this country during the last 4 years of the Nixon-Kissinger era, and so concerned about what I saw in my state with regard to a do-nothing duo in the Senate who were not even challenging the disinformation of the White House, that I just felt that it was mandatory for me to make the effort to get there. This country has been very good to me. I felt I wanted to try to make my effort to give Virginians and the country an opportunity to deal with some of these problems that are plaguing us and which I saw not being dealt with at all by the administration or by our senators.
Admiral, so when you were in the Navy, I think you were famous for your Z-grams. We as Virginians, are we going to be expected the same treatment of getting Z-grams, or would it be Virginia grams, or just what?
Well, I'm going to be doing the best I can to try to keep all Virginians aware of what's going on in the Congress and of the failures on the part of those who are not moving to help solve our problems, and on the accomplishments of those who are. And if that takes some kind of a device to keep all Virginians aware, I'll be looking for that device. After all, what Z-grams were about were an effort to make sure that all hands in the Navy knew the direction we were going and knew that we had to begin to deal with problems that hadn't been dealt with. And the bottom line on them is that re-enlistment rates quadrupled and that recruits coming in are the best quality recruits for many years.
Open communication with people is what the heck they need anyway.
That's right.
A direct communication with them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They were really terrific questions. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy talking to you.
Great to be with you.